1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And at 8:44, Kansas AAA's Sean Stewart joining us on the KVUE Sutherland studio line. Typically, when we bring Sean in, it's either about gas prices or it's about travel. It's gas prices today.
And travel.
Yeah. And travel.
Or the lack thereof of travel,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, jeez, Liz, yes.
Sean, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'd feel better if I was bringing better news about gas prices, but unfortunately I'm not.
Man, it got rough really earlier this year, and we were thinking things were rough when we got to $3.99 a gallon before the Memorial Day holiday, and it's just gotten worse from there.
Yeah, it really has. We just keep setting records. Today we're at another record of $4.56 a gallon. That's the average in Kansas, and the national average is at $4.95. There's 16 states plus Washington, D.C. that are over $5 a gallon already. So things just keep going up at the pumps.
Well, we've heard about some of the reasons, and I think a lot of that has to do with the Russian war with Ukraine over the last 2.5 months. My question for you really is, what else is at play, and really how have the dominoes fallen here the last 2 to 3 months to set us up where we are now?
Yeah, there's just a lot of different factors, basic economic tenets of supply and demand. Demand has remained pretty strong, even through last week, which admittedly included the Memorial Day travel holiday, which is always a busy weekend. Demand remained strong throughout last week. We're kind of waiting to see what this week looks like. We keep thinking that, as these prices get to where they are and beyond, at a certain point, many families and individuals will have to start making decisions about their driving habits and adapting those, maybe driving less or figuring out ways to, fill up less. So we're expecting some sort of destruction in that demand, but we haven't really seen that yet. So with the limited supply, both domestically and globally, plus that strong demand, it's just kept there's been no reason for gas prices to come down.
Yeah, what about crude prices right now, Sean?
Yeah, crude prices are at or above about $120 a barrel. I just looked this morning, and that's about where they are. That's double from where we were back in August of last year. So crude oil prices make up about 50 to 60% of what we see in our per gallon price at the gas pumps. There's other factors such as marketing costs and transportation to get that fuel to the stations, different things like that. But crude oil is the main driving factor of those gas prices, and it's really high right now.
Is there any relief in sight? That's, I think, a lot of people are asking. Just when can we see these prices stabilize? Because we've seen, it seems like, nearly daily increases here for a week and a half to 2 weeks.
Right, yeah. I wish I could say for sure that there was some relief in sight, but so far we haven't seen any indicator of that. Really, the only thing that could make a difference is, like I said before, about that, if demand comes down. So if we get to a point where gas prices are just too much and people start changing their behaviors in demand for gas, then, that's going to cause the markets to adjust. But, generally the summer is a busy driving season. There's usually strong demand through summer for driving vacations. People may be looking at adapting those plans a little bit this summer.
Well, Sean, I don't know, can you look into the AAA crystal ball? How high can these prices get?
I have no idea. I've seen some indications from economists and petroleum experts that we could see $6 a gallon at the national level. And if we get to that point, Kansas would likely be over $5. So hopefully we won't get there. Hopefully this market will adjust accordingly and more positively for drivers. But right now, it's It's not a good situation for those looking to fill up their tanks.
And you'd mentioned here, too, you know, about the demand remaining strong. This comes, you know, typically prices are elevated during the summer driving season, but certainly this is beyond the pale for that.
Yeah, that's right. We're in uncharted territory here, for sure, in terms of these gas prices. As I talked about, these are record numbers both here in Kansas and at the national level, and we just keep hitting new records seemingly every day. We're up 37 cents just from a week ago here in Kansas, and up 62 cents in the past month. So, you know, there's just a lot of factors right now that are not conducive to low gas prices.
I remember, and Sean, I wanted to get your perspective on this before we start talking about some of the things that drivers can do, aside from really, you know, curtailing large-scale trips and things along those lines to stretch the gas out a bit. There's a lot of chatter now about presidential policy, and I bring this up because obviously we have President Joe Biden, a Democrat, in now, and I think when the gas prices were as high as they were back around Katrina, we had some of the same outcry when President G.W. Bush was in power at that particular point in time about the president dictating and it's being the president's fault. Is that really part of the picture, or are there other factors involved, and really presidential decisions don't have a whole lot to do with this?
Yeah, that's a tough situation. There's always bipartisan thoughts on that, and I don't really want to get into political battles. But, yeah, I mean, there's certainly policy decisions that do impact that. We've certainly seen President Biden trying to make some changes with regard to the ethanol blends in gasoline and reducing supply from the national storage. To date, those really haven't had much effect or any effect on helping to bring prices down. So there's only so much that a president can do. There's a lot of different factors, and many of them are at the global level. They're taking place in Russia or with parts of China reopening after COVID lockdowns. That's driving demand at a global level. So a lot of those things take place far away from our shores.
Well, is this a time that we should know what our tire pressure is, Sean?
Absolutely. Yeah. Probably not a bad idea to get your tire pressure checked, get a clean air filter in your car. Those things can help you with gas mileage. Believe it or not, driving slower gets you better gas mileage. I know that's hard for a lot of people. Everybody wants to open it up and go 10 or 15 over on the interstates. But if you can stick to the speed limit, or even less, I know that's hard to do, but that's going to get you better gas mileage. Make sure that you're driving sensibly. Aggressive driving, speeding, quickly accelerating off the line, those things just use more fuel. So if you can just be a little bit lighter on the accelerator, that's going to get you better gas mileage. And then look around for deals. Shop around. AAA has a mobile app that you can load to your phone, and it shows the prices of stations in your area, whether that's when you're staying local or whether you're on your summer vacation. You can see where the lowest prices are and save a few cents at the pump. Fuel retailers, grocery store chains, and discount clubs also have discounts available that you can take advantage of and pay less when you go to fill up.
Sounds like those steps are going to be needed for a while.
Yeah. We're all kind of looking at all the tools in our bag of how we can save money when we go to fill up, because it's quite a rude awakening when you have to fill up that tank.
Well, and it doesn't sound things are not going to get better before they, get worse, which is not a good sign. But we'll certainly follow the trends and save at the pumps and drive slower, as Sean mentions, when you're out and about. All right. Well, Sean, we appreciate your time as always.
My pleasure. Thanks very much, guys.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, AAA Sean Stewart joining us here this morning on our Newsmaker 3.
Okay.
Gas prices.
boy, they hurt, don't they now?
Ominous news right there.
Yes.
We could see $5 a gallon gas here before this is all said and done.
Well, by the way it's looking, we could see it next week.
Well, if things keep trending as they are now,
mm-hmm.
certainly.
Yeah, and to hear $6 gas not out of the picture, that is really sobering. So we're going to shift off of that topic. We will have more on this coming up later today on KVUE's newscast a bit later on. But for tomorrow, during the 8 o'clock time periods, we'll have the ESU Buzz, 8:20 tomorrow morning. And we'll follow that at 8:45 with Leland Daines, Visit Emporia Director. And we'll talk about the post-unbound gravel Flint Hills cleanup that got kind of weathered out last week.
Washed out Sunday, yeah.
So we'll have it coming up on Saturday. Conditions look good. We'll be talking about that more on the morning show tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Chuck. KVOE live and local. It is 8:55. Cloud cover 64 degrees. Good morning. Looking for a climate-controlled work facility? Look no further than Hostess Brands of Emporia. Walk-in applicants welcome Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They offer competitive pay, shift differential, weekend premium, and a comprehensive benefit package. Night shift positions offered on the spot. To apply, visit 1525 Industrial, email ahines at hostessbrands.com, or call 620-340-9235. Pay ranges from $19.06 to $43 an hour. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
This is State Farm agent Pete Euler. For 100 years, State Farm has made its mission to restore lives, help rebuild neighborhoods, invest in communities, and support education and safety initiatives where we live and work. It's what being a good neighbor is all about. I'm proud of my association with State Farm over the past 42 years. Thank you for allowing me to serve as your State Farm agent.
Be listening for your chance to win prizes from State Farm agent Pete Euler as State Farm celebrates their 100th year.
Today, text the word BRUFFS, B-R-U-F-F-S, to the KVOE Bluestem text line, 620-342-5863, for your chance to win a $25 BRUFFS Sports Bar and Grill gift card. Winner announced tomorrow morning. BRUFFS now open 11 until 2 Sundays, closed on Mondays.
It's about time to wake up your air conditioner from its winter nap. But if your AC doesn't want to wake up, then now is the perfect time to take advantage of the Lennox Spring Rebates, only at Modern Air. Get cool comfort and cool savings when you have a new Lennox system put in your home or office. The comfort engineers at Modern Air are ready to provide your family with the one thing they need most, the cool, clean air they breathe. Contact Modern Air comfort specialist Jason Holting today.
Every cancer patient is unique, making every cancer battle personal. Want to learn more? Tune into the Talk of Emporia with Central Care Cancer Center. Learn more about specific cancers and their risks, signs, symptoms, and what treatment options are available. Coming up, radiation oncologist Dr. Perez Tamayo will discuss lung cancer and the importance of getting screened. Tune in Monday, June 13th after 11 on KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM live and local.
Ever wonder exactly what Bungie does? Well, they buy grain and oil seeds from local farmers, benefiting families and communities. They store and transport them across the world to wherever needed, milling grain and crushing oil seeds into valuable commodities and supplying businesses and individuals with products that enhance their lives. Bungie has proudly helped feed the world since 1818.
KVOE live and local. Good morning. It is 8:57. And time for the sports headlines brought to you this morning by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive. Call 342-2613 when your car needs help. Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, 708 Lantern Lane. Here's Chuck Samples.
Thanks, Ron, and good morning, everybody. Kansas City Royals still struggle.